proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a new series about Israel's post-exilic revival, as described in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. After 70 years of exile in Babylon, a Jewish remnant finally returned to the land of Israel. What thoughts might have passed through their minds as they came back to their ancestral homeland? Perhaps they reflected on the depredations committed by the Babylonian armies during the sack of Jerusalem. In the fifth chapter of the Book of Lamentations, Jeremiah describes several such calamities. Quote, "Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens," unquote. Quote, "Our necks are under persecution, we labor and have no rest," unquote. Quote, "They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood," unquote. Perhaps the Jewish refugees reflected upon their maltreatment by their Babylonian conquerors. The author of Psalm 137 remarked how, quote, "They that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion," unquote. Rather than commiserating with the plight of the exiled Jews, the Babylonians actually mocked them. No wonder the writer of Psalm 137 asks, quote, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" Unquote. The Jewish people endured their time of subjugation to Babylon. Those Jews familiar with the writings of the prophets, though, came to realize that God would bring judgment upon the Babylonians in their turn. Some might have remembered God's promise to the Jewish people, as found in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Quote, "And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord," unquote. The returning Jews needed personal revival. They needed to get back to God, and to do this, the Jewish people had to divest themselves of any attachment to the ways of the heathen, which they might have developed in the Babylon. God raised up several men to spearhead his work of revival. One of them was a man named Ezra, labeled in Ezra chapter 7 as, quote, "a ready scribe in the law of Moses," unquote. He provided the spiritual leadership for the returning Jews. Before he led the Jews back to their homeland, according to the 8th chapter of Ezra, he proclaimed the fast for the purpose of, quote, "afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance," unquote. Another leader of this post-exilic revival was a man named Nehemiah, whom the Medo-Persian king Artaxerxes appointed as governor of Judea. Nehemiah provided the secular leadership for the revival. He prayed to God on behalf of his Jewish compatriots, as noted in Nehemiah chapter 1. When he had heard about the condition of the walls of Jerusalem, Nehemiah also led the group of Jews who rebuilt that wall in 52 days. Two other men also led the first waves of Jewish refugees returning from Babylon. They flourished several years before Ezra and Nehemiah appeared on the scene. One of these was Joshua, the son of Josedek. He became the first high priest to minister in the rebuilt temple. Furthermore, you have Zerubbabel, who served in the position of exiliarch, that is to say, the leaders of the exile. Zerubbabel laid the foundation of the second temple. Both men played major roles in the post-exilic revival, appearing before Ezra and Nehemiah and prompting the Jewish people to do God's work there. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.